NITSA world leaders, including Australian Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove, gathered in Jerusalem last week for the funeral of former Israeli President Shimon Peres. I spoke to the Governor-General this week, and he said that Peres was a great man of Israel and a great man of the world. He said that Peres was a dedicated servant of the State of Israel. He said that Shimon Peres was a friend of Australia and that it was an honour to express the condolences of so many Australians who recognised Peres' significant life and his contribution. Now, Australian jury was this week given the opportunity to add its voice to the outpouring of international condolences for Shimon Peres. The Zionist Council of New South Wales and Zionists in Victoria have opened up condolence books for members of the public to sign, and flocks of people from the community were coming along to the Jewish Museum in Darlinghurst and to Beth Wiseman Community Centre in Melbourne to sign the book, which will then be delivered to Israel as a mark of respect from the New South Wales and Victorian Jewish communities. And as you said, NITSA, full coverage of Shimon Peres' funeral. You can read all the extracts from all the speeches from world leaders in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the AJN. Evan, the community unites for 18C. Can you please tell our listeners the ins and outs of the Racial Discrimination Act? Some people don't understand what is 18C and what should be included, what shouldn't be included. What's the story there?
NITSA, the Racial Discrimination Act, it was enacted in 1975, and there's a section within the Act called 18C, and that makes it illegal to offend, insult, humiliate, or intimidate another person or a group of people based on their race. Now, there have been some calls recently to remove the words offend and insult from Section 18C, but the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, together with the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, have united in support of keeping 18C in its present form. Now, meetings of the state roof bodies late last month unanimously passed identical resolutions backing the retention of the existing sections of the Racial Discrimination Act, which prohibit the public promotion of racial hatred. Now, Peter Wertheim, the Executive Director of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, said that these resolutions leave no doubt that there is overwhelming support in the Jewish community for the existing legislation. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO, Vikaladev, said that the Board of Deputies continues to support the ECAJ's position because 18C provides valuable protection for our community. And Jennifer Huppert, who is the President of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, said that Section 18C sends a strong message to members of the Australian community that racial vilification is not acceptable.
Evan, you said that the Racial Discrimination Act was introduced in 1975. Was anyone ever convicted on it?
Yes, NITSA, there have been prosecutions under Section 18C. In 2002, a judge actually found that Holocaust denier Frederick Tobin had contravened Section 18C and ordered him to remove the content from his website and to pay the applicant's costs. Dr. Tobin refused to take down the offending material, and in 2009 he was actually found to be in contempt of court. So there have been successful prosecutions, and obviously the Jewish community is hopeful that the existing legislation will remain.
Evan, where this initiative to remove 18C comes from?
NITSA, this all stems from a private member's bill that Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi has moved to remove the words insult and offend from the Racial Discrimination Act. Corey Bernardi said that his push to amend the laws was the right thing to do and absolutely consistent with Liberal Party philosophy. So NITSA, obviously mixed reactions to Section 18C. The Jewish community, the roof body organisations have united in support of keeping it. We'll see what happens.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, can you please tell us about the Israeli Week in Tel Aviv? I thought it was absolutely incredible event.
It was, NITSA. This is a month-long string of events that celebrate Australia-Israel ties. Now, you can hear it in the name Ozraeli, a mix between Aussie and Israeli. And in one of the most unusual diplomatic functions that Israel has ever seen, 350 people packed into a Yaffa courtyard to toast Australia-Israel mateship. NITSA, the event drew some high-profile guests, including James Packer and former Sydney boy Ben Goldstein, who performed at the event. There were fish and chips, there were meat pies, Tim Tams, anything Australian. It was at this event, including didgeridoos and Aboriginal art. This is a fantastic event, a fantastic story. You can read more about it in this week's paper. And there's actually a video that you can watch with all the highlights from this Aus-Rayleigh week.
Yes, and I know the ambassador, Dave Sharma, was behind this event. And you can see him dancing in Israel with all the Israelis, or I think former Australians that moved to live in Israel. And it's very, very interesting. Very happy event. Evan Zlatkis, I'd like to take this opportunity wishing you Gmar Chatima Tova, Chag Sameach, and well over the fast.